Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Love is one of the first human emotions that we encounter. And I guess if you think about the way that newborns are dealt with, it's one of the first things that we experience as a human being. Underneath all of our relationships and even the way that our societies are structured, feelings and love are at the center of just about all human connection. And love is one of the biggest feelings that any human being can experience. It can overwhelm reason. It can drive all sorts of both helpful and unhelpful, you know, actions. But it is a huge, and one would say one of the peak experiences of being a human. There are also a number of different types of love, from romantic and intimate love all the way through to love for family and kin, to the type of love that one experiences and feels for friends. And then more generally, there's a kind of a love for the community, for fellow humans out there in the world, and a kind of a respect that comes from that. Now, my question, this week's mind game, is to actually ask yourself, is your love enough? Think about that for a second. Now, I must admit that this isn't my question. This is a question by a hero of mine, a performer by the name of Michael Franti. But I think it's a really important question. And it's one that I think we need to ask ourselves more often. I know I try and ask myself this question as often as I can. And the way that we can do that is to be in any particular circumstance or situation and ask ourselves, you know, is my love enough in this? Could I love some more? And how would that be? And what would I be doing to love a little bit more? And remember that we're not talking about kisses and hugs for everyone in every circumstance, but everything from, could I empathize a little bit more? Could I pay some more respect? Could I be more understanding of someone else's experience? Could I care a little bit more? And then, you know, if any of those things are true, in what way am I able to transform that into some action that I can actually be doing and expressing, and by doing so, making the world a different and more love-filled place? I guess it's also really, really important to remember that this question can also be answered negatively, in that it's also true that there are limits to our love, and very important ones in relation to self-preservation and safety. Because of that, this can also be a really, really useful question where hopefully, in certain circumstances, we are able to actually say that, yes, my love is enough at this point, and that's okay in a valid position. I don't actually have to do any more because I'm important too, and self-love is an important thing as well. So I hope your love is enough this week with Mind Games.